News release. Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Lansing. Yesterday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer sent a letter to congressional leadership and the heads of the Small Business Administration, SBA, and Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, urging them to create new paths of federal relief for those impacted by exceptionally warm winters. Amid the warmest winter on record, Governor Whitmer worked with the federal government to secure assistance for businesses in previously designated drought areas, but some counties in the Upper Peninsula and most of the Lower Peninsula are not currently eligible under current federal guidelines. Michiganders are used to tough winters, but this year's record-setting warm winter has been tough in a different way, causing economic hardships for small businesses and regional economies that rely on snow, said Governor Whitmer. I appreciate the federal government working with us to deliver financial relief to businesses in 43 counties around the state. However, this solution left out many counties that truly need assistance, which is why I'm asking the federal government to create new paths of federal relief for all impacted. We know climate change will only exacerbate this issue in future years, and there needs to be reliable and well-tailored programs to help in those cases. View the full letter here. In addition to encouraging the federal government to develop regulatory or legislative solutions that can ensure businesses impacted by an exceptionally warm winter can seek appropriate federal relief, the governor announced that the SBA approved a new declaration that extends relief to Houghton County, bringing the total areas eligible for assistance to 43 counties. Note that due to unique drought conditions, the new Houghton County Declaration covers business impacts from February 20, 2024 and beyond only. The SBA also extended the deadlines for businesses to apply for assistance in some counties, which will allow owners more time to calculate losses and submit those for federal financial assistance. Record-breaking winter. The UP 200 was canceled for the second year in a row because of warm weather. 16% of the Great Lakes froze over this winter, compared to 53% normally. Marquette has seen 72.6 inches of snow this season, compared to 127 inches on average. The Copper Dog 150 in the Keweenaw Peninsula was canceled due to weather. The Tuckwamenon Country Sled Dog Race in Newberry was canceled due to weather. Detroit reached 73 degrees on February 27, the hottest February day in recorded history, dating back to 1874. Snowfall in Grand Rapids is more than 3 feet, 36 inches, below the seasonal average. Drought designation. Under the expanded declaration, 43 Michigan counties are covered by a disaster designation for drought from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Through SBA declarations related to those designations, businesses in these counties may be eligible for emergency loans that offset their business losses if a loss is related to the drought. There are the 43 counties covered by 5 different SBA drought declarations. Where 2 declarations cover one county, businesses can apply under either declaration. Applicable SBA declarations and relevant deadlines are as follows. Alcona, Drought Declaration Number 20175, deadline September 26, 2024. Alger, Drought Declaration Number 20175, deadline September 26, 2024. Alpena, Drought Declaration Number 20133, deadline September 26, 2024. OR Drought Declaration Number 20175, deadline September 26, 2024. Antrim. Drought Declaration Number 20133, deadline September 26, 2024. Arenic. Drought Declaration Number 20133, deadline September 26, 2024. Bay. Drought Declaration Number 20133, deadline September 26, 2024. Benzie. Drought Declaration Number 20133, deadline September 26, 2024. Charlevoix. Drought Declaration Number 20133, deadline September 26, 2024. Sheboygan. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. OR Drought Declaration Number 20175, Deadline September 26, 2024. Claire. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. Crawford. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. OR Drought Declaration Number 20175, Deadline September 26, 2024. Delta. Drought Declaration Number 20175, Deadline September 26, 2024. Dickinson. Drought Declaration Number 20209, Deadline November 27, 24. Emmett. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. Gladwin. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. Gogebic. Drought Declaration Number 18175, Deadline September 26, 2024. Grand Traverse. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. Gratiot. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. Houghton. Drought Declaration Number 20239, Deadline December 26, 2024. Covering impacts from February 20, 2024 and beyond only. IOSCO, Drought Declaration Number 20175, Deadline September 26, 2024. Iron. Drought Declaration Number 18175, Deadline September 26, 2024. Isabella. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. Kalkaska. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. Leelanau. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. Luz. Drought Declaration Number 20175, Deadline September 26, 2024. Mackinac. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. OR Drought Declaration Number 20175, Deadline September 26, 2024. Manistee. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. Marquette. Drought Declaration Number 20175, Deadline September 26, 2024. Macosta. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. Menominee. Drought Declaration Number 20175, Deadline September 26, 2024. Midland. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. Misaki. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. Montmorency. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. OR Drought Declaration Number 20175, Deadline September 26, 2024. Ogama. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. OR Drought Declaration Number 20175, Deadline September 26, 2024. Ontonagon. Drought Declaration Number 18175, Deadline September 26, 2024. Osceola. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024. Oscoda. Drought Declaration Number 20133, Deadline September 26, 2024 OR Drought Declaration Number 20175. Deadline September 26, 2024. Otsego. Drought Declaration Number 20133. Deadline September 26, 2024 OR Drought Declaration Number 20175. Deadline September 26, 2024. Presque Isle. Drought Declaration Number 20133. Deadline September 26, 2024 OR Drought Declaration Number 20175. Deadline September 26, 2024. Schoolcraft. Drought Declaration Number 20175. Deadline September 26, 2024. Roscommon. Drought Declaration Number 20133. Deadline September 26, 2024. Saginaw. Drought Declaration Number 20133. Deadline September 26, 2024. Wexeth. Ord. Drought Declaration Number 20133. Deadline September 26, 2024. SBA Economic Injury Disaster Loans. SBA Economic Injury Disaster Loans are designed to help businesses through disaster situations that have impacted their economic well-being. Loans are up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses that could have been met had the disaster not occurred. Businesses pay no interest on the loan for the first year and a maximum rate of 4% for the rest of the loan period. Businesses must apply by the application deadline for their county. Applicants are encouraged to contact the Michigan Small Business Development Center at 1-833-522-0025 or email sbdcmichigan@gvsu.edu for assistance in the application process. Submit applications and find additional disaster assistance information at https://lending.sba.gov. Call SBA's Customer Service Center at 800-659-2955 or email disastercustomerservice@sba.gov for more information on SBA disaster assistance. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, or have a speech-related disability, please dial 711 to access telecommunications relay services.